morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Let's discuss the Nakshatra Padas now of the 22nd Nakshatra of Shravana, which is the heart of Capricorn, falls fully within Capricorn. The energy of this Nakshatra is very classical, listening to good counsel, take good advice when given to make progress in life. Since it is very fixed nature, this is difficult for Shravana to do, being in Capricorn. And therefore, all the life lessons learnt of Shravana people is not listening to good advice and therefore regretting later in life. Okay, we will see that later. Also, other parts of this nakshatra say they have everything materialistic. When spirituality arrives, what becomes value for them is mystical knowledge and knowledge of the unknown. They are loners by nature, contemplating deep questions in their minds. The cure for Shravana Nakshatra people is make donations that make matters better. Good planets here carry on the lineage and legacy. Malefics here will change religion or encounter problems with progeny. Bosses and fathers have issues of being too soft and ignoring issues or moral dilemmas. Power and fame will come through being educated by themselves. They don't find good teachers. It's a nakshatra of listening, therefore the sign of the ear. These people need to be really careful whom they buy advice from, and if good counsel is given, to take it. All the struggles of Shravana come from not listening to good counsel. Now let us see the generalities of Pada itself. First Pada, Capricorn going into Aries. Aries is poor in Navamsha. Struggle to give full efforts. Aries is effort and initiation. Although will have jobs, not enough pay. Aries is poor. Jobs in the sense, why are we talking about jobs? Capricorn is work. Yes, not enough pay or delays in promotions. Capricorn is 10th from Aries. Misuse of someone who trusts them deeply. Aries is 4th to Capricorn. So it comes to home, right? Karma comes to home. Aries is 4th to Capricorn, thus mentioned. Should serve one's mother, poor people like their servants, maids, cleaners, poor people who serve them in some way. This will help, the first Pada. The second Pada of Capricorn going into Taurus. So there's a 5-9 relationship, Capricorn natal going into Taurus Navamsha. These people can be lazy in their duties, too entitled, because Taurus is a receiver of wealth. So they feel they are rich enough, I don't want to do any work, and Capricorn demands work. Lazy in their duties, too entitled, and get involved in unfruitful pursuits, which are the heart-fulfilling pursuits. Taurus is 5th from Capricorn. So they get involved in too much creativity, which can lead to losses of money, fame, and resources. Corrective actions are work according to qualifications, not just whatever you like to try in your creative endeavors. Try to help children. Why? Because Taurus is 5th from Capricorn. 5th house is the house of children. Donate to poor children for their education, orphans, kids of your maids or servants, etc. Especially true in India because there's so many maids in every house. Third Pada, Capricorn going into Gemini. So there's a 6-8 dynamic playing out here. Transformation and enemies. Problems in partnerships or spouse who do their own thing. Cancer is 7th from Capricorn. Resulting in fights with the spouse. Gemini is 6th Capricorn. 6th house is the house of fights. Debt of siblings, close relatives and friends. Gemini 6th from Capricorn again. Becoming true to one's commitments and fulfilling promises made will help. See, once again, there is different cures in each pada of each nakshatra also. You just have to reflect on it more, folks. Last pada, Capricorn going into Cancer, is a 7-7 relationship. So, what does this lead to? fulfilling desires by cheating, lying in emotional way, like an emotional blackmail sort of thing. Capricorn to Cancer. Partner support even in troubled times. Knowledge and work should be to enhancement of masses, because Capricorn is sitting there. Not to be a detriment to them. This is the life lesson. Slow methodical work without fickle mindedness of Cancer is necessary in this pada. Okay, those are the generalities. If you find something in your chart going from natal to Navamsha in Shravana, leave a comment. We can address that. Now let us get into details of some planets and points placement and analysis of this. Share and enjoy.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Shravana Nakshatra, Samhanitary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Listening, Legacy, and Responsibility to the Masses. Introduction, Shravana, the listener, the learner, and the custodian of collective wisdom. Shravana Nakshatra spans from 10 degree 0 to 23 degree 20 Capricorn and is ruled by Vishnu, the preserver of cosmic order. Its name means to hear or to listen, reflecting a profound spiritual and karmic responsibility to absorb knowledge, preserve truth, and serve through understanding. This is not a nakshatra of loud conquest. It is one of deep receptivity. It represents footprints on the path of Dharma, those of the divine, of ancestors, and of humanity. Shravana asks whether we truly hear what our karma, family, and society are calling us to fulfill, and whether we act with devotion or self-interest. Each of its four padas reveals a unique struggle and opportunity, from Aries' restless initiative to Cancer's emotional legacy. Shravana teaches that knowledge is sacred, but only when used to nourish the collective. Let's explore the four padas of Shravana and the karmic contracts they activate. Shravana Pada 1, Capricorn 10 degree to 13 degree 20, Navamsha sign, Aries, Dharmapa. Elemental shift, earth to fire, motivation, Dharma, to take action toward truth but risks haste and misuse of trust. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly disciplined, legacy focused, Capricorn Rashi, inwardly urgent, reactive, driven by effort and ego, Aries Navamsha. This Pada often involves hard work but with little external reward. The native may feel underpaid or undervalued. There's also karmic misuse, taking help from the vulnerable, maids, cleaners, the poor, without gratitude or return. Karmic theme, exploitation of those who serve you, karmic blocks in success despite effort. Growth path, serve your karmic dependents, mothers, the poor, and those who silently support your climb. Shravana Pada 2, Capricorn 13 degree 20 to 16 degree 40, Navamsha sign, Taurus, Artha Pada, elemental shift, earth to earth, motivation, Artha, to stabilize through discipline but risks entitlement and stagnation. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly committed, material focused, Capricorn Rashi, inwardly sensual, indulgent, security seeking, Taurus Navamsha. This Pada resists change, often becoming lazy or overattached to pleasure pursuits. Instead of following one's qualification, the native may chase unfulfilling comfort or deny responsibility in children's or community's well-being. Karmic theme, loss through neglect of meaningful action, ungratefulness toward divine resources. Growth path, give to children, orphans, and servants' families. Align action with your natural qualifications. Shravana Pada 3, Capricorn 1640 to 20 degree, Navamsha sign, Gemini, comma, Pada elemental shift to air. Motivation, comma, to communicate and partner, but risks duality and unkept promises. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally structured and image conscious, Capricorn Rashi, internally curious, communicative, but unreliable in commitments, Gemini Navamsha. This Pada involves karmic tests through relationships, especially with spouses who act independently. Conflicts arise when commitments aren't kept or when selfish logic undermines emotional honesty. Karmic theme, debt to siblings, friends, and spouse due to broken promises or verbal manipulation. Growth path. Honor your word. Keep spiritual and social contracts intact, especially in close partnerships. Shravana Pada 4, Capricorn 20 degree to 23 degree 20s, Navamsha sign, Cancer Mokshapa, elemental shift, earth to water. Motivation, moksha, to serve quietly, but risks emotional manipulation and karmic secrecy. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly responsible, strategic, Capricorn Rashi, inwardly emotional, private, mood-driven, Cancer Navamsha. This Pada brings deep karmic ties to the masses, especially those who cannot voice their needs. When knowledge is used for personal gain or emotional manipulation, karma strikes through loneliness or unfulfilled legacy. Karmic theme: using sacred knowledge for personal fulfillment, not service. Growth path: apply knowledge gently for healing, not control. Give voice to the voiceless through slow, mindful work. Shravanapada summary: 4 ways to walk the path of Dharma. Pada 1, seeks fast-track success through effort. Trap: taking from others without acknowledgement. Growth: serve those who helped you rise. Give back before asking for more. Pada 2, Taurus, seeks comfort and resource stability. Trap: avoiding duty for pleasure or emotional ease. Growth: do the work you're born to do. Provide for others, especially children and dependents. Pada 3, Gemini, seeks connection and expression. Trap: verbal unreliability and karmic debts in relationships. Growth: let your word be your bond. Fulfill promises to heal past life splits. Pada 4, Cancer, peace through withdrawal. Trap: emotional manipulation or karmic hoarding of wisdom. Growth: share knowledge with humility. Serve the collective emotionally and spiritually. Conclusion: in Shravana, knowledge is a vow. To listen is divine, but what you do with what you've heard defines your karmic path. Shravana teaches that your knowledge, your position, your voice are not for you alone. They are echoes of something greater: ancestral truths, karmic debts, divine will. You carry the footprints of others. Will you walk in their honor or leave them behind? Next in the series, Dhanishta Nakshatra, where rhythm, wealth, and cosmic sound must be aligned with inner harmony. Shravana Nakshatra Pada, with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Shravana Pada 1, Aries Navamsha, Capricorn 10 Grish Tingri 20, outer self, Rashi, responsible, status-seeking, structured, Capricorn, inner self, Navamsha, impulsive, ego-driven, effort-focused, Aries. Motivation, Dharma, to take initiative and lead, but risks burnout and misuse of support systems. Examples, Sun in Pada 1, pushes hard for success and recognition, often self-made, but may ignore emotional or spiritual roots, tends to over-identify with career. Result, growth lies in honoring those who supported your rise, especially elders and caretakers. Mars in Pada 1, aggressive in action, seeks to dominate professionally, may unintentionally step over others to reach goals. Result, karma resolves by redirecting action into service, especially for those below you in social status. Moon in Pada 1, emotionally impatient, resents delays or feeling undervalued, may suppress emotional needs to keep performing. Result, learn to balance ambition with gratitude. Emotional peace comes by nurturing those who nurture you. Shravana Pada 2, Taurus Navamsha, Capricorn 13-20 to 16-40, outer self, practical, status-focused, Capricorn, inner self, stable, indulgent, security-seeking, motivation, Artha, to accumulate and manage resources, but risks entitlement and karmic inaction. Examples, Venus in Pada 2, values comfort and luxury, but may become lazy or attached to status. Relationships may be based on convenience. Result, elevation comes through generosity and prioritizing others' needs, especially vulnerable children. Saturn in Pada 2, extremely resource conscious, but may become emotionally stingy. Delays using wealth or sharing wisdom. Result, progress accelerates when you use your position to help orphans, laborers, or dependents. Jupiter in Pada 2, wise but slow to act, stuck in theoretical generosity. May talk about values without expressing them materially. Result, apply teachings through active giving, especially toward education of those in need. Shravana Pada 3, Gemini Navamsha, Capricorn 16-40, 20D. Outer self, dutiful, legacy-oriented. Inner self, talkative, curious, dual-minded, Gemini motivation. Comma, to connect and express, but risks miscommunication, broken promises, and karmic debts in relationships. Examples, Mercury in Pada 3, gifted communicator, public speaker, or educator, but may overpromise or manipulate with words. Result, Dharma blossoms when speech is aligned with commitment. Speak what you will follow through on. Rahu in Pada 3, highly ambitious, persuasive, and charming, yet may lie or exaggerate to gain attention or approval. Result, karma is corrected by using your voice to protect and uplift others, especially close family and siblings. Venus in Pada 3. Smooth-talking and relationship-oriented, but may attract partners with differing values. Loyalty is tested. Result, honor agreements. Use beauty and charm to build bridges, not escape emotional labor. Shravana Pada 4, Cancer Navamsha, Capricorn 23-0-0 to 23-20. Outer self, career-driven, restrained, measured. Inner self, emotional, nurturing, protective. Motivation, moksha to offer wisdom and healing, but risks emotional manipulation or over-attachment to outcomes. Examples, Moon in Pada 4, highly sensitive and emotionally tied to reputation, may sacrifice personal comfort for family duty or public image. Result, fulfillment arises when you serve quietly and compassionately, especially those who depend on your care. Ketu in Pada 4, detached from fame or material gain, prefers spiritual solitude, may resist emotional bonds or misuse inner wisdom for isolation. Result, karma evolves when your intuitive insight is used in service to the voiceless, especially the masses. Jupiter in Pada 4, emotional wisdom and depth of compassion, may struggle between fulfilling worldly duties and retreating into spirituality. Result, real peace comes by integrating both, quiet service to those who cannot repay, especially the ill or underprivileged. Shravanapada summary, four paths of listening and legacy. Pada 1, Aries, seeks recognition through effort. Trap, disregard support systems, burns out helpers. Growth, acknowledge your karmic team, uplift those who stood silently behind you. Pada 2, comfort through stability and title. Attachment, entitlement, in action. Activate generosity. Donate without expectation, especially to children or laborers. Pada 3, expression and validation. Verbal deceit, broken partnerships. Growth, be impeccable with your word. Relationships are sacred contracts. Pada 4, Cancer, seeks emotional connection and spiritual peace. Trap, overprotection, emotional manipulation, karmic withdrawal. Growth, serve the collective through silent nourishment and slow, mindful work. Conclusion, in Shravana, you are not just a student, you are the vessel of a tradition. To hear is to receive is to hold, but to hold responsibly requires humility, silence, and sacred action. In Shravana, your knowledge is not just for your rise, it is for the healing of the overlooked, the servants, the children, and the broken lineages. Next in the series, Dhanishta Nakshatra, where rhythmic action and cosmic sound reveal the dance between wealth and responsibility.